You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new Signature Wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat basement, average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
tip pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5,000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5,000. Enjoy!
With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile. Empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See MetroByT-Mobile.com.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole in one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration will send out more funds for COVID testing to help school districts return to in-person learning. The Department of Health and Human Services announcing Wednesday that $10 billion will be sent out for schools to expand testing for teachers, staff, and students. That's on top of the $122 billion already allocated for K-12 schools in the recently passed COVID relief package. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona also said Wednesday that it's unlikely that the department will make vaccinations for teachers mandatory for reopening. And Ohio's Attorney General is suing the Biden administration over provisions in the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. Attorney General Dave Yost's suit is seeking to block a piece of the bill that restricts the state's ability to use their share of $350 billion allocated for local governments to offset tax cuts. In his filing, Yost called that provision unconstitutional, saying Congress does not have the authority to put those kinds of conditions on funding. This is USA Radio News. Democrats have been talking about changing or getting rid of the filibuster rule since taking control of the chamber. But the Senate Minority Leader refuses to let that happen.
Guess where they stand depends on where they sit.
Republican Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell speaking there on Fox News regarding the filibuster being removed in the Senate. The senator continues.
President Trump tried to get me to orchestrate the elimination of the filibuster for a number of years, even tweeted about it. I said, no, Mr. President, that's not in the best interest of the institution and actually not in your best interest either. I said no.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Two Democrat senators also coming out against the filibuster, Senators Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And this is USA Radio News. Four people on the terror watch list were apprehended on the southern border. Axios reports that three of those people were from Yemen and another was from Serbia. Former acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf says there are more concerns for border agents than just people on the terror watch list. He tells Fox News that watching for other persons of interest are also part of the national security responsibilities of the Border Patrol.
So it's not, again, not only terrorist or known or suspected terrorists, what we call KSTs, but it's also, there's another group called special interest aliens. And these are individuals that have traffic patterns like terrorists, perhaps are not on a watch list, but come from Europe or Africa or Asia into South America and make their way up through Central America and Mexico to that border that law enforcement needs to be concerned with. But at the end of the day, I think what's probably most concerning is that because of the number of individuals that are crossing, we're having to pull Border Patrol off of their national security mission and into their Border Patrol stations to care and feed these number of individuals. Instead of being right on the line doing that Homeland Security, national security mission that they're trained to do.
And the CDC says that new strains of coronavirus first identified in California are now variants of concern. Early research shows the variants are about 20% more transmissible than the original virus. But the CDC added that more research into the variants is needed to see if the vaccine's effectiveness decreases against these strains. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
We can sum up McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. Crispy. But also juicy. And tender. Okay, it's crispy, juicy, tender. All one word. But then, also pickle. Oh, and potato bun, which is two words. Okay, we can't sum up our new crispy chicken sandwich in one word. So, you'll just have to try it to understand it. Order ahead on the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Is Whataburger's Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Sandwich a work of art? The three chicken strips covered in melted Monterey Jack are a study in contrast and surprise. And the honey barbecue sauce, while at first unexpected, becomes a sweet delight to the senses. Plus, there's the two thick slices of Texas toast that are the canvas for this tasteful creation. And you can eat it. Good thing there's a masterpiece you can really bite into. Good thing there's the Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Sandwich at Whataburger.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
I take a breath, I'm not gonna lose. This is what I came here to do.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host. Favorite host.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
It's time to hear the truth about America's biggest challenges. You're listening to America Off the Rails with your host, Rick Robinson.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
It is Wednesday, my dudes. And welcome into the program, ladies and gentlemen. I am Rick Robinson. It is Wednesday, March 17th, otherwise known as St. Patrick's Day. For those of you that are partaking this evening, I hope you decide to drive home safely or get an Uber or something, because we've hit that point in time where most of you have probably had a little bit too much green beer. So good evening, everybody. Welcome to the program. It's just a few minutes past 11 p.m. Eastern right here live on KLRM Radio. I hope everybody's having a great Wednesday night. Thank you so much for joining us for Chat Lives Matter night. Unfortunately, G could not be with us this evening. He had a tornado situation. But as far as we know, he's okay. Everything should be back to normal next week, hopefully. Although, normal has become a relative term because it was 80 degrees on Monday and it's 30 degrees from where I am right now. Mother Nature is a bipolar bitch. And I can actually say that now without anybody yelling at me because, yeah, I'm single again. All right, so anyway, hope everybody's having a great Wednesday night. So we do have a Buffoon of the Week we'll be playing here in just a little bit. We did get a bit of a late start. I do plan on trying to do a full hour, as long as I can find content. Because, yeah, it's been one of those days. What are you going to do? I mean, you know, it's just, the thing about it is, there's so much in the news now that you can't even really keep up, and it's just crazy. So you heard some of on the news break. Actually, there was one thing I wanted to talk about on there. The filibuster rule. If they get rid of this thing, they're fucking retarded. That's one of the last stopgaps there is to make sure that people just don't start running roughshod over everything. And let's face it, with the way things are right now, they're already pretty much doing that anyway. But at least the filibuster gives us one last, you know, you gotta get past a certain threshold to be this crazy. And that's probably about to be gone. But I want to remind our Democratic friends how unhappy they were when Harry Reid decided to use the nuclear option to get rid of the filibuster rule for the appointment of judges. Because when the Republicans got a turn, they went crazy according to the Democrats. So, I'm going to say something that I have said from the first day I started doing podcasting. Even if you're okay, if your side does something to change the rules, you need to ask yourself this one question. Am I going to be okay with it when the other side gets a turn? Because eventually the other side is always going to get a turn. And if you're afraid they're going to do bad things with this idea just because you think your side's going to do good things with it, it's probably a good idea that you don't let them do it. I mean, I know common sense is a flower that doesn't grow in everyone's garden anymore, but let's face it. This is a terrible idea. Terrible. But knowing the Democrats, they're going to do it anyway. And then they're going to be whining because eventually the Republicans are going
to be... Hi, I'm Dr. Alan Spring. Hang on, if you do anything today, please watch the following present.
Shut up, dude. Anyway, so I didn't realize this was going to be a video presentation because it was on the place. Anyway, so there was a story that says, shocking truth that, most of the coronavirus stuff was a lie. And apparently it opens up with a 90% of coronavirus tests are wrong, which we already knew that because they had the threshold set really, really high. So honestly, I may listen to this later and see if it may not be some audio that we can put together for something else at a later time. However, not really going to be something I'm going to deal with right now. So let's back out of this because, don't want it. Yeah, I said leave. That's, you know, pretty much what I just asked you to do. So here's an interesting little conundrum. So Joe Biden is insisting we don't have a border emergency. Well, with one side of his face, he's insisting we don't have a border emergency. With the other side of his face, he's blaming Donald Trump for the border emergency. But a GOP lawmaker has a very interesting question. Since we seem to be at a loss as to whether or not we currently have a border emergency, according to the Biden administration, if, a big if, Biden sent FEMA to the border, doesn't that mean it is an emergency? How many illegal immigrant crimes will the Biden administration permit before securing the border? A Republican congresswoman on Wednesday pressed Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on the Biden administration's deployment of the Federal Emergency Management Agency to the border, wanting him to admit that the situation is an emergency. Mayorkas was called to testify before the House Homeland Security Committee, answering questions about Department of Homeland Security operations and responding to lawmakers' concerns over the migrant crisis. Funny how it's migrants again, at the southern border. At the hearing, Mayorkas declined to characterize the recent surge of migrant apprehensions and overwhelmed border protection facilities as a crisis or even an emergency. Despite the Biden administration's deploying FEMA, folks with emergency in the name, to the border to assist with caring for thousands of unaccompanied children now in the federal government's custody. During the questions, Rep. Kat Kamik, Republican of Florida, asked Mayorkas, could you tell me what FEMA stands for? Federal Emergency Management Administration, Mayorkas replied. The A in FEMA actually stands for agency. Excellent. So since FEMA has now deployed to the border, that would stand to reason there is an emergency on the border, correct? Kamik followed up. We have a very serious challenge at the border, and we are tackling it, Mayorkas said, displeasure evident in his tone. Later, Kamik shared the story of high school classmate Amber Scott, who was kidnapped by an illegal immigrant who had been deported multiple times. I think when you have policies that incentivize folks to come over illegally, and we don't have the proper mechanisms in place to protect our borders, as you say, FEMA has been deployed, and they are an emergency agency. That kind of impact has resounding effects, she told Mayorkas before asking, how many more Ambers have to be kidnapped across America before you will take action? Mayorkas was offended by the question. Congresswoman, I find that question to be extraordinarily disrespectful, he told her. Disrespectful not only to me, but disrespectful to the men and women of the Department of Homeland Security and to all of the frontline personnel throughout this country who dedicate themselves to the safety and security of the American people. I'm sorry you find it that way, Kamik replied. I'm sure the American people feel very disrespected about the border situation they're facing right now. I missed this exchange, and you know what? Let's see. I don't know if I have my board set up right, so we're going to try something.
I'm here today. Thank you, Secretary Mayorkas. I know we've been in and out of meetings all day today, so if this question has been asked previously, I apologize. Can you tell me what FEMA stands for?
The Federal Emergency Management Administration.
Excellent. So since FEMA has been now deployed to the border, that would stand to reason that there is an emergency on the border, correct?
Congresswoman, perhaps you did not hear me.
Yes or no will suffice.
We have a very serious challenge at the border, and we are tackling it.
So FEMA being the emergency management administration, they deal with emergencies. And they are now being deployed to the border. And it's not an emergency? Is that what I'm hearing?
Congresswoman, if you'll allow me, FEMA, the men and women of FEMA, have tremendous capabilities, operational capabilities to address challenges that we confront in a series of our mission sets.
I'm so sorry. I have to reclaim my time because I'm very limited. And I'm glad you said that because the men and women of FEMA are incredible. And I represent a hurricane-prone state, so this is really important to me, especially as the ranking member of the Emergency Preparedness and Response and Recovery Subcommittee. So with everything that we have going on, a global pandemic, a border crisis, with everything happening, does FEMA have the resources necessary to effectively respond to the pandemic, the border crisis, and the upcoming hurricane season, in your opinion?
Yes.
And again, just, yes, they do?
Yes. Excellent. Yes, and let me share with you a glowing example of that. As I said at the outset, the president set an ambitious goal for FEMA to set up 100 federally supported community vaccination centers in 30 days. They mm-hmm. stood up 441 in 30 days, and the number is over 900 today. Their capabilities are extraordinary, and I have tremendous confidence in their ability to provide the assistance that they are to Health and Human Services in addressing
and that critical infrastructure, right?
Children, in handling the issue of the unaccompanied children arriving in large numbers at our southwest border and their other mission sets. Tremendous confidence.
Excellent. So real quick, talking about the infrastructure, and I know FEMA is great when it comes to standing up infrastructure, but talking about DHS as a whole, and I know you all play a role here, do you support the walls around the Capital Region?
What wall are you speaking of, the fencing, Congresswoman?
Yes, the 10-foot wall fencing with razor wire around it.
Congresswoman, that is a issue
yes or no.
That I, Congresswoman, if I may, that is an issue that I have not studied. I've left to the security experts with respect to what particular type of physical barriers are best suited for the protection of the Capital Region.
And I apologize. I know I'm new here, and I know you're new here, but well, as Secretary of DHS,
I'm trying to answer your
security,
question.
You're telling me that you haven't studied whether or not a 10-foot fence around the Capital Region is necessary as Secretary of Homeland Security?
Congresswoman, I have deferred to the experts with respect to the nature of the physical barrier that is most effective in protecting the Capital Region, where that barrier should be,
okay.
Whether it should be singular in nature, wherever it is, or
well,
whether it should vary.
Secretary Marcus, I appreciate that. I'm going to reclaim my time because I think we can both agree that physical barriers do work. But I do want to bring it home a little bit because I know several of my colleagues have talked about the statistics, the numbers of folks coming over the border. But I just want to bring it home a little bit. See, I'm from a small town out west, and the month before I was supposed to graduate high school, which was 2006, one of my classmates was kidnapped by an illegal who had been deported multiple times. And I think when you have policies that incentivize folks to come over illegally and we don't have the proper mechanisms in place to protect our borders, as you say, FEMA has been deployed and they are an emergency agency, that kind of impact has resounding effects. So my question to you, her name was Amber Scott, the young lady that was kidnapped by this illegal criminal.
Young lady,
how many more Ambers have to be kidnapped across America before you will take action?
Young lady's time has expired.
Mr. Chairman, may I? Mr. Chairman,
yes.
May I answer that question?
Yes.
Congresswoman, I find that question to be extraordinarily disrespectful.
Yeah,
disrespectful not only
to
me, but disrespectful to the men and women of the Department of Homeland Security and to all the frontline personnel throughout this country who dedicate themselves to the safety and security of the American people.
I'm sorry
Thank
you feel
Mr.
that way. I'm
Thank
sorry
you,
that you
Chair.
Feel that way. I'm sure the American people feel very disrespected about the border situation they're facing right now. And with
Young
that,
lady's time has expired.
All right, so there you have that exchange I just read before I realized there was audio there. So I let you guys hear it in their own words. We're going to take a break. When we come back, We do have a before the week. Stay tuned. And no, even though I've barely done my work this week, the buffoon of the week is not me. Shut up, Jeff. Be right back. Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can
right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Hello and welcome to Buffoon of the Week. We're a show that reviews last week's news and current events in search of people who did or said something so completely stupid that they earn a nomination for our weekly dubious distinction. You see, we nominate them and then you decide who you got by leaving a comment below this video or by going to our website and voting in our poll at buffoonoftheweek.com. But before we get to this week's nominees, let's check out some buffoons who didn't do enough to earn a spot, but they certainly did enough to be one of our dishonorable mentions. We start with Matt Rowan, a high school sports announcer who made some very racist comments about a high school girls' basketball team because they chose to kneel during the national anthem. And while Rowan thought he was privately using the N-word, his epithets were broadcast for everyone to hear. Now, that's not the buffoonery, folks. I mean, obviously, racism is very, very bad. But after people called him out for his racism, Rowan issued a statement claiming that his racist outburst was brought on by, get this, a type 1 diabetes sugar spike. Yep, that's definitely a new one, and probably the most lame excuse ever given. Remember, folks, buffoonery doesn't come with the action necessarily. It's the cover-up. No word yet from any doctor as to whether diabetes causes racism. Next is this porch pirate in Texas, who will stop at nothing to get this package, even if it means losing her top. Luckily for us, it was all caught on camera. Thanks, Ring. Now this is what you were made for. According to authorities, this woman is apparently still on the loose. And I bet you that every guy in Texas is keeping an eye out for her. And finally, the people of Guam are reportedly very upset at Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene for calling the U.S. territory a foreign country undeserving of U.S. aid. What is it with Congress members from Georgia? First, Hank Johnson thinks Guam will capsize. Now this. Hopefully, the two sides will work it out so there can be peace in our time. As good as these buffoons are, they pale in comparison to this week's nominees. But before we reveal them, be sure to smash that thumbs up button and please subscribe to the show. And when you do, make sure you hit that notification bell so that you never miss another one. Okay, and now it's time to unveil this week's nominees.
All views and opinions expressed here are not necessarily of the mainstream media. It may offend some listeners.
It's called political buffoonery.
This week we start with, what else? Cancel culture nonsense. With our first nominee, New York Times columnist Charles Blow. Blow's target of choice? No, not that guy. It's the bigger threat to women. Looney Tunes character Pepe Le Pew. And why, you ask? Well, according to Blow, the lovelorn skunk is a symbol of rape culture. Blow says that Pepe's over-the-top advances are the wrong things impressionable children should be watching. Oh my goodness. Meanwhile, he has remained largely silent about that, actual sexual misconduct news going around. And of course, Warner Brothers has succumbed to pressure from culture warriors like Blow and have shelved Pepe Le Pew from the upcoming Space Jam 2 and any future Looney Tunes projects. What a bunch of cowards. But back to Blow. Some pointed out his own hypocrisy as seen in his past tweets, like this one, mourning the passing of the notorious B.I.G., who, as some point out, put out some pretty misogynistic lyrics and content himself. I don't recall Pepe Le Pew talking about how he'll f*** around and hit you with the Hennessy d***. Find me one rapist inspired by Pepe Le Pew, because I can guarantee you that you can find many examples of people being influenced by Biggie, and I'm willing to bet that more than a few probably acted badly towards women. Yet, where's Blow on that issue? Or on Governor Cuomo? The real reason Blow has been nominated is that he simply doesn't get Pepe Le Pew. No one sees him as a role model. He's a cautionary tale of overinflated bravado to be held out for ridicule and comedy. He's not what to do when approaching someone. That's the joke! And everyone is in on the joke except Pepe. And of course, humorless killjoys like Charles Blow, who disregard context for the sake of self-righteous outrage. Like what you see so far? Go ahead and smash that thumbs up button. Also, leave us a comment and tell us what you're thinking. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss another show. This week's second nominee should be very familiar to fans of the show. It's CNN's own Chris Cuomo, aka Fredo. During another one of his inane exchanges with fellow buffoon Don Lemon, the self-righteous Cuomo committed yet another act of hypocrisy.
Just looking out of the window, watching the asphalt grow, thinking how it all looks handy.
How do you know the words to Good Time?
You know I'm black on the inside.
Good times. Anytime you need a...
God, I really can't stand that guy. What may be more astounding than Cuomo's lack of self-awareness is the reaction of most people to what occurred. While there were some who felt offended, many defended Fredo, calling his act cultural appreciation rather than cultural appropriation. And have you noticed a lack of calls for Fredo to be canceled because of this? Sure, there are some who are annoyed, and there are some public reports about it, but where is the outrage? Why is no one thinking of the children? Now just imagine if Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson had said that they were black on the inside and sang the same song as Fredo. The outrage would be so loud and unending. Where are the anti-racists coming for Chris Cuomo? This is the epitome of white liberal privilege. Perhaps this is why many people are fed up with all of this cancel culture nonsense. The field of play is clearly uneven. So there you go, America. We have two sides of the cancel culture coin. But which one is worse? You tell us as you vote for this week's Buffoon of the Week. Thanks again for staying till the end of the video. Shout out to Conscience for Political Buffoonery Part 1. We can't wait to hear Part 2. And don't forget to smash that thumbs up button, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you can come back next week, where we'll have two more nominees, but only one can be Buffoon of the Week.
All right, folks, there you have this week's Buffoon of the Week. Feel free to go check out the video once this show is over. Go make sure you vote. Voting is still open. That's one of the reasons why we tried to do this on Wednesdays. It gives you guys a chance to maybe see something you hadn't or hear something you hadn't and get a chance to go vote. But on that note, speaking of hearing things you haven't, since I've been a slacker this week and have just now gotten to the point where the Loftus Party podcast episode is going to drop tomorrow, I do have a video of Michael's that we'll be playing when we come back from the break. I feel like I owe him a little bit extra because I've been a slacker this week. It's not my fault, though, man. It's just this time change and trying to get used to all this new crap I got to deal with. I don't know. I don't care if you like me or not. Stop judging me. All right, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Maybe. We'll see. Is it going to load? Maybe. Possibly. Sort of. There we go.
I'm going to Wichita. Far from this opera forevermore. Sweat drip out of every pore. Lena.
You are listening to KLN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new Signature Wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat based on average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5,000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5,000. Enjoy!
LoftusParty.com. I hope you're doing okay. You know, just regular life can be overwhelming at times. Then you factor in what we've been going through this past year with the Wuhan, and you look around at the world and what's going on, and you can end up in the downy dumps. That's why I picked up the guitar 5 minutes ago, and I wrote this song. I call it, It's Fine! It's fine, everything's fine. Just turn off your brain, don't go insane, it's fine. Yeah, the Wuhan. Getting that thing under control is job number one, that's what they tell me. Even though every day tons of people come across the border from Lord knows where, and the government doesn't even test to see if they have it. Yep, they just let possible Wuhan carriers sneak in and go wherever they want, because that's how you keep the Wuhan under control. And that that's fine. Everything's fine. Don't believe everything that you see, it's fine. 15 days to flatten the curve. That turned into a year real fast. The government came through with that money, didn't they? They're like, yeah. Who wants $2,000 worth of relief? And then they gave us $1,400 worth of relief. A very small portion of the $1.9 trillion, but guess what? Everybody's got to pay that money back. So if you get a check for $1,400, you owe Uncle Sam $5,700. Good deal, right? It's fine. Everything's fine. Turn off your brain. Don't go insane. It's fine. So they built a wall around DC to keep people out. They won't do that at the border because walls don't work. That's fine. Everything's fine. I'm sure there's a way it'll all be okay. It's fine. Meanwhile, China's working on a super soldier. Yeah. We're over here talking about haircuts and can our people in the military wear nail polish or not, while the country's focused on canceling a cartoon skunk. It's fine. It's fine. CNN is my best friend. I'm fine. Sleepy Joe is, he's got dementia, doesn't he? Not allowed to talk about it. We're all supposed to ignore it. Because when you ignore something, it just goes away, I guess. That's fine. Everything's fine. It's not the end of the world, just the country. It's fine. It's fine. I hope it's fine. Turn off my brain before I go insane. I'm fine. I'm fine. And so are you.
And there you have Michael Loftus' latest video. It is available on YouTube. Go check it out under the Loftus Party on YouTube if you want to see the whole thing. He actually puts a couple of little cool graphics along with that. And unfortunately, he's pretty well right. Everything is not fine. We're all going to die. Okay, maybe not today. But anyway, speaking of dying, let's see what else is going on in the news. Because why not? Because, you know, kind of what we do. Oh, wait. Did the Pope finally piss off some priests? I think that might have just happened. Hang on. The Blaze is being dumb again. Where did you go? Damn it. Oh, wait. There we go. Catholic priest vow to defy teaching on same-sex marriage. Denounce Pope Francis as deeply appalling. This is a relapse into times that we had hoped to have overcome with Pope Francis. This is from Chris Enlow over at The Blaze, stated today. A group of Catholic priests announced Tuesday they would not abide by guidance from the Vatican that says priests cannot bless same-sex couples. Wait a minute. I'm confused. So they're mad that they can't do that? So controversy erupted Monday when the Vatican published guidance reaffirming what has been the Christian teaching on same-sex ethics for the entire existence of the Christian Church. Same-sex relationships violate God's ideal vision of marriage and human sexual expression. Therefore, the Vatican advised priests that they cannot bless such unions. That doesn't... Did somebody kidnap Pope Francis? Put his seal to kiss. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I thought he was going the other way with this stuff. It is not illicit to impart a blessing on relationships or partnerships, even stable, that involve sexual activity outside of marriage, i.e. outside the indissoluble union of man and a woman, open in itself to the transmission of life, as is the case of the unions between persons of the same sex. The presence in such relationships of positive elements which are in themselves to be valued and appreciated, cannot justify these relationships and render them legitimate objects of an ecclesiastical blessing. Since the positive elements exist within the context of a union not ordained by the Creator's plan. The guidance was widely panned because Pope Francis is seen as the woke pope. As Pope Francis has placed great emphasis on social justice and care for the vulnerable, such positions, although considered liberal by many in the West today, are central to the Christian faith and have been since the ministry of Jesus. See, this is when I start getting mad. Because this is... Jesus was a socialist! No, he wasn't. Shut up. So I really thought maybe that people finally were getting tired of Pope Francis, but apparently they are for the wrong reasons. Apparently the Pope actually said something that sounds like something a Christian Pope would say. He said, hey, you know, same-sex marriage, yeah, that shouldn't actually be a thing. Look, guys, I get it. I'm a libertarian. I honestly don't really care one way or the other, but when it comes to religious beliefs, you know, there are certain things that you just, you know, I'm sorry. You know, in the words of, I don't remember who said this. I think it might have actually been Andrew Dice Clay back in the day. God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Just saying. Although, honestly, if you haven't done so yet, just for fun, you should read about the story of Lilith. Because apparently Eve wasn't God's first bride for Adam. And there's a very interesting backstory as to why Adam was upset. So yeah, just when you have a second, just Google Lilith and Adam. There's a very interesting story there. Anyway. Alright, so enough about that. But yeah, so apparently, so that story kind of a letdown for me, because I really thought that maybe, you know, people were getting tired of woke Pope, but apparently the woke Pope woke up and realized he was still Pope and said, hey, you know, maybe we shouldn't be condoning these kind of things. What the hell else do you expect the Pope to say? Come on. Alright, so anyway, that is probably pretty much going to do it for this one, because that's the last story I had for this one, and we got pretty close. I know, that's what she said. Shut up, Jeff. Anyway, alright, so we are going to get out of here. Want to again thank everybody for taking the time to join in this evening. Don't forget, Ordy and I do have a juxtaposition tomorrow evening for the Mandela Effect coming at you at 10 Eastern. So make sure you tune in for that. I do believe they have a full lineup in front of us as well, so make sure you guys tune in for that. Have some, since Jeff made a comment about me being late to start my own show, it's because I was actually in a conversation with a potential advertiser, you jerk. Not because I forgot how to push buttons. So I may have some new ads coming in soon. We'll let you know as soon as we close the deal. But on that note, folks, we got to go. Because I got things to do and I got to try to be up in the morning. Because I skipped out on the morning show today because the weather change gave me a migraine. I think I've managed to kick it. We'll see how I feel in the morning. But on that note, we're out. We'll be back tomorrow morning. I was going to say stay tuned, but you won't hear much. I mean, you can always re-listen to whatever comes up next. We like the extra clicks for the ad revenue. Just saying. Alright, I'm out. Make the sweat drip out of every pore.
Don't. See you guys. I'm getting him. Later.
Game over, man. It's game over.